Okay, we continue to learn this month, the month of Teves, Lila Nishmas Nechemya Zev Ben Aaron, and for Refuah Shlema, for Esther Tova Bas Devora, and for Atzlacha and Shmir, for all the soldiers, and a speedy return of the captives. And also, today's learning is generally sponsored. I think that they probably want to be anonymous, even though it was in the thing, so we'll leave it out, but we appreciate their support. Well, I'm besuffic about what we're going to do now, but first, just to spell something out, I don't really have anything to add, but just to spell something out, you give them a mouth and you sue and mapilin misa mapelis. And then maybe to either start or say something regarding you give them a base, base shammai and base hillel about, you know, anisir chalisir and the ta'am for base shammai to disagree about saras erva and the brisker rav. So, the Gemara says, quoting the Mishnah, "Yigim Olam Aleph Ketzad Im Mesu Hain." So, what's the case of Im Mesu Hain? Meaning the Arayos or Niftaros before the Misa of the Ach. So then we know the Mishnah says Tsarosay and Mutaros. So the Gemara is making a diak from the Mishnah that since the Tana and the Mishnah didn't mechalik, it didn't distinguish between if the erva was nesua at the same time b'sha'a achas im together with the tzara, or if they were married to the ach at separate times. There's no distinction made within the Mishnah itself. So the mashmos therefore is v'afilu kanas, even if the brother who passed away, the achames, even if he married the tzara while the erva was still married to him, meaning they were wives, co-wives at the same time, simultaneously they held that status, ulevesof, after they were already married to him, giresh, he was megaresh the erva, right? Even so, it sounds like we would still say that's a case of mesu or nizgarshu, and she wouldn't be considered a tsaras erva, even though they had at one point been married together to the same husband. Good? So the Gemara brings in a Raminhu, which results in time of the Giresh, specifically the Erva, the Achakach Kanas, the Tzara. That's why she's not a Tzara's Erva. But Kanas Shtehen at the same time, then it's, and then Achakach Giresh. Lo, so that's against the Mashmas of our Mishnah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Tavra. It's a broken Mishnayis, Rash says Kashin Adadi, meaning you have to split in two. The two Mishnayis are written by two different authors who have two different opinions. Mishu Shana Zo Lashana Zo, Haitana Sabar Misa Mapalas, Haitana Sabar Nisun Harishonin Mapilim. So Rashi says on those two lines, Haitana de Masnis and Sabar Misa Zabal Mapalas Nishav Liyibim. Hilkach Afilu Kanas Ulav Sov Girish, our Mishnah, came with Mishas Misa. Lav tzara sabasi shara. So if misa mapelas, then it all goes. It sounds like Marashi. It all goes at basar shas misa. B'shas misa, she was not tzara sabas anymore. So sharya. V'tana de breiza, which is mashma that it's only if gireish first. V'achka chanas. So tana de breiza sabar nisun arishonim. Okay. Sha'isha nises lebaila mapilim osa liyibam. Hilkach mishenas is tzaras erva sha'achas azuro lamis. So the machlokas apparently nisuin. Look, at Tosus will kind of like not worry about the word rishonim for the moment. So nisuin mapilim versus misa mapeles. We hold misa mapeles. The Rambam paskins, but nisuin mapeles and nisuin mapilim and misa mapeles. Seems the machlokas about how we judge the status of the erva and the tzaras erva. When do they? I don't know. When's the shas? You know, sort of like tziruf. When do they become an erva and a tzaras erva? Or when are they just two women who are not linked to each other in terms of yibum? Do we decide that b'shas misa mapeles? B'shas misa is when she's no feles, lifnei hayabum, and therefore we judge their status as co-wives at that point? Or no, we judge it b'shas nisuin b'chayim. So, obviously, over this is a very difficult mandamar to understand, nisuin mapilin. Why in the world would we go based on Shas Nisuin? When does the mitzvah of Yibam set in? The mitzvah of Yibam obviously sets in B'Shas Misa, when the brother dies childless. So there's a mitzvah of Yibam, B'Shas Misa. So at that point, that's the Nefila. So at that point, Misa is Mapelas. Obviously, Misa is Mapelas. Nefila happens, Bashas Misa. So Misa is Mapelas. The two go hand in hand. How could you say differently? Nisu and Mapilin. Who cares what the story was during the marriage? Right now is when we're looking at. Additionally, we know the din is Lekuliyama, meaning even if you hold Nisu and Mapilin, the din is that Hayulo Banim Vemesu, that if the couple had children, but the children, Rahman al-Salam, predeceased them, so then by the time the husband passes away, he has no children, but he wasn't childless originally. B'shas Misu, and they had children. Elmai B'shas Misa, they didn't have children. In that case, everyone agrees there's Zibam. So that's fine and good for the Mandamar Misa Mapelis, which is the more Mestabir Mandamar. It's fine and good because Misa Mapelis and B'shas Misa, he had no children. So I hear that. But L'mandamar Nisu and Mapilin, what do you mean? B'shas Nisu, and when they were married, at the time they were married, they did have children. So if Nisuin are really Mapilin, so then shouldn't we say that in the case of Hayu Labanu Vemesu, that should also be an Afkamina Nisuin Mapilin or Misa Mapelis? Those are the two main, there are other questions, but those are the two main questions that are brought up, mostly in the Achronim, here in the question of Nisuin Mapilin. So again, like I said before, the goal is to just say something over and not have much to add, but this is Rabbi Chanan dealt with this in Kovetz Aros and a couple of different Sivkatans, but starting in Vav Gimel. So Bochanan in Kovetz Aros Vav Gimel, he asks that second question. He starts by asking, but he's going to, through asking that second question, he will understand what it means, Nisu and Mapilin. But he asks, what's the chilik? What's the distinction? What's the pshat, the separation between the case of Hayula Banim and Mesu and our case of regular Nisu and Mapilin, the one that we have in our Gemara, and that there's Mandamar Nisu and Mapilin. How come the Mandamar Nisu and Mapilin doesn't say the same thing by Hayula Banim Mesu that he's going to not have a mitzvah vibum? So we'll read some of the words. But Sarach Lahavin Maishna Mehayula Banim Mesu Bechayev, Devada Mesyabem Slukuliyama. Aflamanda Amar Nisuin Mapilin. Vinira. Dilamanda Amar Nisuin Mapilin. This, you know, more mechudash, Manda Amar Nisuin Mapilin. Eina kavana shea zika chala b'chaya baal. It's not the pshat one would be tempted to say, and I'm sure, you know, there's definitely, you know, whatever. One would be, the instinct is to say such a thing, that the pshat in Yibam is that the zika is chal b'chaya baal. What's the pshat in that? So it's the Rashi and Sota, it's all the, you know, what the Achronim pick up on different Rishonim, that there's a hemshich of the Ishus from the first brother to the second brother. And the highest form of that, you know, the clearest manifestation of that is the fact that even Bishas Nisuin, when they get married, it's getting married with, not like Aldas, but, you know, with the continuum, the natural trajectory is that should he die without children, she'll be married to the next brother. So Yibam almost like starts from the beginning of the Chaya Baal. But the Rav Chanan says, no, that's not the pshat. He says you could say fancy things, but you also have to account for the fact that they're not true sometimes. It's not true over here. It's not, it doesn't start Bishas. Zika begins Bishas Misa. Nefila Leibam begins Bishas Nefila, when the person passes away. So that's the Shas Yibam. Ella, and this is the important part, Perusho, Disilas Hanafila Hinanisu. It's absolutely true that the Nefila is Bishas Misa, and therefore the Zika is Bishas Misa. But the Sibas HaNafila, the cause of the Nafila, begins already Bishas Nisuin. After Zman HaNafila Hu Bishas Misa, Avla Nisuin Gormin Sheti Zakek Bishas Misa. The marriage that they're experiencing together causes, it brings about the Zika that's going to take place Bishas Misa. The Zika obviously takes place Bishas Misa, that's for sure. But what allows a zika to take place b'shas misa? The fact that they're married, umishas nisu and yesh alei din zika al lahaba im yamis b'lo banim. So says Rabbi Chanan, the way to say it is that mishas nisuin, she has a din zika in the bullpen. Meaning mishas nisuin, we already have our eye on a zika. Zika doesn't begin to shas misa, but we already know about the zika that's coming up. It's on the horizon already. Mishas nisuin, umishum hachi gam b'yesh lo banim b'chayev. Even if he did have children during the marriage, mikol makom shapir asher liyos ba din zika al shas misa im lo ha'yia banim az, says Rabbi Chanan, that with that explanation you understand how the man da'amar nisuin mapilin can still understand and does hold that even ha'yla banim v'mesu you're still going to be chayev in yibam. Why? Because b'shas they had banim b'nisuin, if you held that the Zika was chal then, and therefore whatever happens then should determine whether she's a Zakuka or not Zakuka, whether there's Zika or there's not Zika, then I don't understand. They have banim. Even if they lose the banim, she already was hutra. She already was, you know, ptura from Yibam. It was already hufka. Everything was gone. Says Rabbi Chanan, that's not the pshat. She's not Zakuka at that time during Nisuin to the brother. Elamai, when they have those children during their marriage, she's still zakuk l'shas misa, should there be no children. If the children won't be there by the end, which is still a very relevant possibility, you'll see this with Achlos Isha also in the Tosfos, it's still a very relevant possibility that there won't be children b'shas misa. So even if you hold nisu and mapilin, it doesn't mean the Zika starts now, it means the Zika is true later, and we're just looking at the Zika now. So yeah, if things stay as they are, then they won't be chayv and yibam. But if they die, she's zakuka kol zman, even while they're alive, lest they die early. Yeah. So with that explanation, Rabbi Chanan continues, v'had tzara asur la'olam, but we know by tzara this does happen, like our sugya. That's kevan shenikra la shem tzara, na'asis ke'erva le'inin zika, v'shuv afilu mesa erva mikol makom tzara bi'isura kaima. V'isura mitzad atma, vein sorach she'erva te'asor osa v'chol sha'a v'sha. Says Rabbi Chanan, that's different. There's a chiluk between our case of hayu l'ban v'mesu and the case of tzara. Tzaras erva, bishas, she becomes a tzaras erva, bishas nisuin, right before misa mapelas, bishas nisuin, liman da amar, nisuin mapilin. So at that time, she becomes a shame erva, a shame tzaras erva, which is a shame erva, it's a shame iser. That's not now with an eye towards misa, no, right now there's a reality that she's aser, she became asura, and therefore the zika won't be chal, she's not shayach to zika anymore. If she has banim, she's shayach to zika, should they pass away. If she becomes a tzaras erva, she is a tzaras erva. You don't need the erva to be there at the end of life in order to make her a tzaras erva. She's a tzaras erva by dint of the fact that she's married to someone who's married to the erva now. That's going to remain forever. Even if that erva dies, she is a tzaras erva. That's her definition. So that's the chiluk that Rabbi Chanan draws. That's nisuin mapilin. Mandar misa mapelas, which is the easier one to understand, obviously. So the mandar misa mapelas says, yeah, but misa is the sibas hanefila. Misa is the cause and the moment of nefila. You don't look at the shas nisuin at all. I mean, you can't be a tsaras erva. There's no such thing as a tsaras erva outside of the world of yibam. Tsaras erva means that le'inyin yibam, I'm a tsaras erva. Le'inyin yibam, I can't do yibam, according to Beis Hillel. Big, if you didn't get the yogimel, it's a big twist in the mesechta. But, blown away. But according to Beis Hillel, at least, tsaras erva is going to be pater from a yibam. That's a din in yibam. That's a din in yibam. So when is Yibam? Well, we look at the Shas Misa for Yibam. Okay, so if she was a Tzaras Erba, Vishas Nisuin, but by the time Misa came around, she wasn't a Tzaras Erba, that's what we judge it by. That's what Rabbi Chanan is saying, right? Misa Mapelas. But not that the Mandar Nisuin Mapelon thinks Zika takes place during the Chayabal. No, it's just that you look towards the Zika from the Shas Nisuin. The Mandar Misa Mapelas says, even if she becomes a shame tzaras erva, b'chayabal, there's no chalos shame tzaras erva, because there's no b'chayabal, there's no zika, there's no yibam, so it's not, there's nothing to talk about. It doesn't mean anything. It's a meaningless phrase to say someone's a tzaras erva if there's no shas yibam at hand. Good? That's Rabbi Chanan. What comes out, and he says this a little more clearly soon, but what comes out is that Rabbi Chanan is saying there's no din of nesra alav sha'achas that you would say in a case of banim v'mesu. Because the concept of nesra alav sha'achas is only applicable in a case where she had a zika, and then she's patur from the zika. The zika is undone. Then she'll never become zakuka again. That's what nesra means. If she was nesra sha'achas, the zika was there, then it disappeared. She'll never be re-zakuked to the brother. But b'chai abal, there's no din zika that's chal at that point. Even laman damar, nisun apilin, there's no din zika at that point. So even if you have a reason that she wouldn't be nofeles liyibam at this moment, during a chayabal, there's no hafka of the zika, because the zika wasn't chal yet. You can't have a hafka of it. So if there was no hafka of the zika, then there was no nesra. If there was no nesra, it's not nesra la'olam, based on a sha'acha, so that's not applicable by hayuban mesu. Okay. So the obvious kasha, which again Rabbi Chanan is going to come to, we're just reading here, but the obvious kasha is from the Mishnah that Tosfos Sar Mitzayin on our Amud, on starting on Kuf Ches Amud Beis, going to Kuf Tes Amud Aleph there, the Mishnah brings, not like the Chumim, but the Mishnah brings Rabbi Lazar, whose opinion is Hamagarish es ishto ve'achzira, if someone divorces their wife and then remarries. So that's Asura liyabam, according to Rabbi Lazar. Again, the Chum disagree. What's the Pshat in Rabbi Lazar? So I think this is Abaye on Kuf Tesim Adalf. Abaye says in Rabbi Lazar, Dimisaf Galei, the Pshat in Rabbi Lazar is that he's Mesupak, Imisa Mapeles, Inisuan Harishon Mapilin. What's Mapil Bifnei Hayabam in the case of that'll impact the case of Megarish Ve'achzira? What causes the Nefila? Imisa Mapeles, if you hold that Misa is Mapeles, the more simple on the Amar, Haram Yakame Liibam. So what happened? At the time of Misa, this guy was married to a woman. They didn't have children, so there should be Yibam. There's nothing to talk about, correct? But if you hold, says Abaye, if you hold Nisum HaRishonim Mapilim, then Ha'amda Lav Sha'achas Be'isr, then there was a point at which she was totally Asr to the Yabam, meaning she was an Eshes Achiv. She was divorced Eshes Achiv, but she was Eshes Achiv from the first brother. He divorced her, but at that moment, she was an Eshes Achiv with no Yibam in sight. They weren't married. So it was impossible to have a Yibam. So you hold Nisu and Rishonim Apilim, then you'll come out that it should be Aser. So Rabbi Lazar doesn't take a stand. He's not sure if Nisu and Rishonim Apilim or if Misa Mapeles, but he's Mesupak enough that he's not willing to Matir in that case. Correct? That's the Mishnah with the Gemara on Kufches and Kuftes. So doesn't this Gemara then, Mashma, that Lamanda Amar Nisu and Mapilim, doesn't this imply that Manda Amar Nisu and Mapilim means it's the Shas Nefila Mamish? Because the Gemara invokes the Lashon that Rabbi Chanan said we're allergic to over here. The Gemara says that according to the Man, Rabbi Lazar Mesufa, but according to the Tzad that you would say, Nisuin Mapilin, in that Tzad, the Gemara says, it was Nesar Alav Sha'achas. Didn't Rabbi Chanan tell us it's impossible to say Nesar Alav Sha'achas through Nisuin Mapilin? That's not the Pshat. You can't have Nesar during the marriage. You can only have Nesar B'Shas Nefila, B'Shas Misa, when there's actually a Yibam Shalat to talk about. You can't have Nesar during the marriage. So isn't that a problem? Doesn't that sound like it's a nefila mamish? If that wasn't the pshat, then the Gemara doesn't have pshat. Because if that's not the pshat, if it's not a nefila mamish, and therefore she's mamish ne'esar alav, then nothing happened. And when she's remarried to him by the end of life, so regardless of which sheet you hold, like Nisun Mapilin or Misa Mapeles, either Misa is going to be Matir her, or Nisun Mapilin or Nisun Mapilin, but there was no Shas Isser, and therefore it's totally good. So the Gemara doesn't seem to have a pshat, according to Rabbi Chanan said. So Rabbi Chanan himself comes onto this in Sivkat and Hay over here, and he explains that this case of Megaresh Vehechzir is a little different than what we've been talking about until now. Well, we spoke about, let's say, Banim v'mesu, or even Kanas v'girish, those cases of our Gemara. So when we're talking about that, we're talking about a case where, let's say, Banim v'mesu. In the case of Banim v'mesu, she never lost her future Zika to the Ach, right? Throughout the marriage, even while they had children for the first X amount of years in their marriage, she was always, you know, it's almost like Zakuk al Tanai, or a Tanai that she becomes Zakuk, Zakuka, because if the children should pass away, she's a Shayech to Yibam. So Kol Zman, that, you know, they were both living together as married people, even if they have children, she might become a Yivama still. That was always on the radar, like we explained earlier. It's not Nisun Mapilin that's a Shas Yibam now, but we have our eye towards Zika, even Bishas Nisun. Megarish is different, and I'll read you the words. Avo b'megarish es ishto, if he divorces his wife. I think Menachem got me sick. Avo b'megarish es ishto, if he divorces his wife, did batlu ha-nisuin, the original nisuin, the original marriage is totally nullified, it's gone. V'niz batal mimena din nefila legamri, gam al lahaba. There's no, should they get remarried, she'll be back. No, there's no, the marriage is over. There's no Shas Yibam, there's no Heter Yibam, there's nothing on the horizon, nothing's left. There's no Yibam that's Shayach at this point, because they got divorced. There's nothing left to talk about in terms of Yibam. The Kevan, Shekodim Shin is Garsha, Haya Bedin Nefila Allah Haba, Valideh Gershin is Batel Legamre, that's Kiyavama Shehutra of Nesra. Says Rabbi Chanan, no, this is a case of Nesra. Because the case of Nesra is where you have a Shaychus to Yibam, and then Afka of that Shaychus. Now it's impossible to do Yibam. So in the case of Banim, the Mesu, when they have Banim, it's not impossible to do Yibam now. It's just, I mean, hopefully unlikely, right? Or currently impossible. But it's not impossible that she'll be shayach l'yibum. So she was never, it was never hutra, it was never nesra, it was never hufka from the concept of yibum bechlal. There was never a hafka of yibum. It just was a, let's see what happens in a year or 2 years, whatever, however long it takes till he passes away. Mashenkin, in the case of gerushin, in the case of gerushin, b'shas, that gerushin, there's no shaychas of yibum anymore. If there's no shaychas of yibum anymore, she's asura. It's nesra shaychas. It's not just that right now it's not shaychas of yibum. No, she's nesra b'yibum. At that point, you can get married again, that's fine, but it doesn't really affect anything. That was nesra shaychas, and that's why l'man da'amar, nisu and mapilin, you're going to have a problem from the case of hamagarish. Okay, but what about Misa Mapelas? So Misa Mapelas is any better? The answer of Rav Chanan says, yeah. Manda or Misa Mapelas, lo aminam bezeh nesra lav shachas, mishum duahavi shas nefila b'chaya abal. The machlokes between Nisu and Mapilin and Misa Mapelas is not as extreme as we said originally, but there is a machlokes. Nisu and Mapilin, that mandamar holds, that we care about what the truth is at this point during marriage. In most cases, we care because al tzad ha'asid. In the case of Gerishim, because there was a close, the sugya was closed, because she was divorced, she's no longer shayach le'ibim. According to the mandamar Misa Mapelas, nothing exists until the Shas Misa. There's nothing to talk about until the Shas Misa. Even if there was Gerishin, even if Nesra in that sense, there's no Nesra. It wasn't a Shas Yibam. She's not a Nesra until a Nefila. If there's no Nefila, B'Shas Nisuin, then for the Mandamar Misa Mapel, there's nothing to talk about. Yeah.
Why can we say much simpler, like Rashi on Kuf Tes, that there's just a new
There's a new shame Arba of Grusha Achiv.
That is, comes up during the marriage of Tzaris Arba. So she at one point had a shame Arba, so she sticks with that shame Arba.
And if it's not. Yeah, but the Mandar and Misam Palace doesn't hold that way, right? I mean, they're still arguing about the same thing, right?
Right, but meaning instead of saying that, I mean, I thought you were trying to explain why the case on the test doesn't mess up Rabbi Chanan's pshat by 4 years.
Yeah.
Right, so isn't it just much simpler that over there there's a shame erva, whereas here by the case where this woman has kids, now she's a shame erva, it's just that practically speaking, if she would fall to Yibum right now...
Meaning that's doma to like Tzaris erva, that there's a shame Tzaris erva?
Yeah.
Mashane Kane.
Here,
but that is what we're saying. You know, that is what Rabbi Chanan's saying. He doesn't quote the Rashi even. He doesn't focus on the Rashi, but that is what he's saying. Is that at that time an Isser is Chal? It's Grusha Sachiv. That's the Isser. I'm saying at that time an Isser is Chal, as opposed to Banim Shahayla Banim Bemesu, where there's no Isser Chal. That's Mafkia Yibam. It's just that right now we're tentatively postponing Yibam. But I think what you're saying is exactly what you're saying. I don't think he stresses that it's a new Shem Erba, but that is the Shem Erba we're talking about, Grusha Zachiv. Yeah. That's the net, meaning that's what the Gemara says, Nes Rasha Achas, so that's what we're talking about.
Right.
Yeah?
Why don't we have, like, how we have thy regular Yavama, who does Yibam, and then your Megarsha Beget, and then there's the Chiddush of Machazira, and we don't view the Eishas Achas still being there. Why is that not true? Obviously, they're different cases, but why is it not true for the Suma Mapilin case as well? You're Megarisher. Why can't you be Machzira Klape, having not letting her Ashes Ach to the brothers be Nesser Olamis? That why should there be this? Why don't we invoke some sort of Machzira Legabe, not having the Suma Mapilin ruin the Yibum by the case of Kuftes?
I don't understand.
They're not necessarily connected. Right?
The Gemara connects them. You're asking a question on the Gemara. The Gemara said, Abai says the din over there is because of Nisun Rishan Mapilin.
Right.
So yeah, but okay, yeah, that
why,
is...
When Reuben remarries her, why does it not set it back to square one? Why doesn't it take away the Nestra? Just like by a regular...
Hold on. By regular Bama, I think there's Xeris Akasav. Is that... I think there's Xeris Akasav by regular Bama. Fine. So okay, that's like important. Right.
Within the Suma Mapilin.
Right, so I don't know. I mean, there is not Xeris Akasav here.
Right.
I think I understand your question. I'm not sure I understand your question, but if I do, then I think we might talk about something related soon. If I if we don't, then I don't understand your question, so we'll come back to it anyways. But unless someone else wanted to say something.
Whatever, it still is like, why does remarrying not start?
Good, good, good. That we'll talk about. Fine.
That's also part of the question.
Fine. Not, I don't think you need the mushel to the other case, meaning just stam, why doesn't it restart? Okay, we'll talk about that, Blin Nether. So, let's do that now then. So, basically, the way I heard you saying the question at the end, it might not have been what you meant the whole time, but if it is, then it'll help you for the first part also, is the following. So, that's all good, Rabbi Chanan, thank you very much. So, Nisun Rishonim was terminated by a Gerishin, and therefore there was a Nesra, again, she's an Ashes Achiv, a Grushas Achiv, an Ashes Achiv. So, there's a Mamish and Nesra Shachas, and therefore a Sura Olamis, right? So, we get that. We also get why that's different from Ha'ilo Banim and Mesu. That's a great chilak shkayach. So the problem is that, and again, this could very well be what Willie was just asking, is, but then just restart the clock. Meaning, Nisuin Rishonim are Mapilim, the Gemara says, meaning a suffix, meaning for Abai it's a suffix within Rabbi Lazar, whether Nisuin Rishonim Mapilim. So, Als Nisuin Rishonim, that is true. Al Nisuin Rishonim, they terminated the marriage, and therefore was Hufka Legamre de Zika. She was Mamish Hashem Erva. There's nothing to talk about anymore. Okay, fine. So that's a closed book. What happened after that? They got remarried. There's a Nisuin Shniyim. So even Laman Damar Nisuin Mapilim, why don't we look at it and say, okay, Nisuin Rishonim would have been Mapilim, and therefore Grusha, she's Grusha Zachiv, it won't work out. I hear that. But let her, she's now remarried him. Let her be a new Zika to the Bailim through the second Nisuin, through the Nisuin Shniyim.
But this is a kasha on the Gemara.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's also a kasha on one of our guys in the Mishnah, no?
Why?
It's just Achiv Me'ima Rash. She says first she marries, I forget which one.
Yeah.
Yeah, each doesn't mean Russian mace. The Nasa Achiv May Avi, Chasin Yikes Aslo Mace Blavani. Nothing from the Avi is that in Yibo.
I don't know if that's the same. That's her status as Ashes Achiv May Imo is retained even in her second marriage, right? What we're talking about is meaning their internal marriage, the original, not the brother, Ruvain and the Yevama. Is there's a marriage number one and a marriage number two. Marriage number two on its own is totally yibumdik.
But she had a shame Grusha Sachiv from the first marriage, no? From the termination of the first marriage.
Right, but yes. But now we're saying, so should that carry through or should we just restart the clock? Here, there's only one husband and wife to talk about. There's not, she was married to someone, then she's remarried to someone else. So here, in terms of their relationship, they are a married couple that didn't have children, and he died. So by the time he died, she was Ashes Achiv, not Grusha's Achiv. So that second Nisun, in and of itself, she can't be Grusha's Achiv and Ashes Achiv at the same time. That's not possible, right?
Right, of course. But I'm saying
not conceptually, but also not halachically. She can't be Grusha's Achiv and Ashes Achiv. So you can't say the same thing. You can't say the shame Grusha's Achiv sticks through the Nisun Shniyim. I mean, Lechora, you can't say that.
I don't see why that would be different than the case of her Mishnah.
Again, because in her initial marriage, she was Eshes Achiv Me'ima. Yeah. Then she additionally became Eshes Achiv Me'aviv. So she's Eshes Achiv Me'ima and Eshes Achiv Me'aviv.
You can't have both.
You can't coexist. Regardless of what the bumper stickers say, you can't coexist. Right? Whatever. Either it's a kash like you're saying, or I would have thought that's not the same. I would have thought it's not parallel. If it is a kasha, so then you could add it to the list of kashas. I don't think it's kasha.
Misa Matel is not a kasha because you're only looking. But for Nisuma, if you're looking at the entire.
But why do you have to look at the entire? Why don't you, this second they restarted? When they go to their marriage counselor now, they're not going to talk about the first marriage, right? They're going to talk about the second marriage. It's not. This is a new. There's a turning over a new page over here. You hear that, Raya, you're saying. So Rabbi Chanan asked this question, not your question. I mean, he asked the first question, He says, "Akati tzarichin l'chor nira the hadib tura olamis kishenifter sha'achas lo shayich ela machmas osan hanisun ba'atzman av megarishes ishto ve'chzira halot tzricha lizaki machmas hanisun hashniim." There's two different. There were two different stages. They had tried. They tried it once. Didn't work out. They tried it again. Now it worked out, or whatever. Now it's working out. Yeah, it worked out. I don't know how long they had until he passed away. That's just hard for me to comment on that. There's a new nefila here, unrelated to the first nefila, so or first lack of nefila. So who cares? V'im kein nira mizeh da iser hu sibas haptur. The kevin shahaya ala shah achas iser eishas ach below din zika ha iser hazeh potra olamis. Again, you didn't ask it from where you're where we were asking from. But his answer is similar to the svara you're using to compare the two, which is that, and he admits, or he challenges Tosas because this is against the way he understood Tosas about Nesra on that phase. But Rabbi Chanan says that you see from here the din Nesra, it's not the pshat that you're pater, she's pater and therefore she's asura. The pshat is that she's asura and therefore she's patura. If that's the pshat, then the iser is the sibas haptur. That means that when she has an iser of, in our case, grusha zachiv, eish zachiv, that she was a grusha, that paters her from Yibam. Even though they restarted later on, she was already pater from Yibam. Not if it was just a ptur, and then it sets in as an Isser, so then what do you mean? The Isser is not going to set in. She doesn't have that Isser. But if the Isser paters, and once you have the Isser patering, it's la'olam, so there's nothing to talk about, then the Siba Saptur is the Isser, so then she's going to be a Sura Olamis. So that's what Rabbi Chanan says to answer over here. What Rabbi Chanan is saying is basically once you've ended the first marriage and she has a second, Sha'a Achas, that she's Asura as an Eish Zach, as a Grush Zach, without any Heter Yibam on the horizon. It's impossible because they're divorced. So that Isser will Asur her forever. There's nothing to restart. You can't restart the marriage. Some things can't be. It's too broken to fix. So Ashtikul Tzarech Iyan, though, on what Rabbi Chanan just suggested. Because if that's the case, then shouldn't that be true also for the Man Damar Misa Mapelas? Meaning it's already Chal, Misa Mapelas agrees to this. It's Chal and Isser Eishas Ach, Grushas Achiv, Bishas Gerishin from the Nisuim Rishonim. That's not a Yibam question, right? There's an Isser Eishas Ach, there's an Isser Grushas Achiv, Bishas Gerishin from the Nisuim Rishonim. So everyone, whatever mandamar you are, Misa Mapelas, Nisun Mapilin, whatever mandamar you are, you agree to that Shas Isser, Nesra. And you agree to the concept of Nesra Alav Sha'achas. So shouldn't even the mandamar Misa Mapelas hold that she's an Erev Olam, or in the words of Bochanan from earlier, just to show you that it's a kasha also in his words, Lemandamar Misa Mapelas, Hamisa Yisiba Sanafila, Vikodma Misa Inale Shum Din Zika Gam Al Haba, Bechaya Baal, Uvechaya Baal, Lohayala Klaus Shem Tsarav, Lo Nasis Karav Me Olam. The reason why Misa Mapelas argues with Nisum Mapilin by Tsaras Erva is because you don't have a Shem Tsaras Erva if there's no Shas Yibam. That's what we explained earlier, right? So b'shas nisuin, when they're married, there's no chalos zika, there's no chalos yibam, so that doesn't mean anything to say that she's a tzaras erva. Tzaras erva is only meaningful in the context of yibam. You're not up to yibam yet. That happens b'shas misa. But here, it's not a question of yibam. She was grushas achiv, b'shas gerishin. So even madar misa mapeles, she was grushas achiv for that moment, and therefore she's nes, or la'olam. I don't know, so I don't know the answer, but the following is perhaps an alternative, or maybe it's possible in, at least in some way, that Rabbi Chanan meant this as well, but Lechor, it's a little bit of a different Hagdara. So the Imre Moshe has in Simon Tesvav a short piece, and he starts with the questions that we started with in terms of the sugya of Nisu and Mapilin, or Misa Mapeles, and there he explains the Machlok is differently, very, very... very fundamental, a little bit differently. He explains that the Man Damar Misa Mapelas holds that when a person gets married, his wife becomes Asura as Eishas Achiv to his brothers. That wasn't a Chiddush, right? That makes sense. The wife is Asura as an Eishas Achiv to all of his brothers. what happens b'shas misa is that the mitzvah of yibum comes and says hutra dechuya super hutra whatever the iser eshazachiv disappears. Misa is matir the iser eshazachiv. Eshes achiv is chal by the chasna between the husband and wife. The brothers who are standing on the under the chuppah now are all asurim to the isha. And if he should die on the way to the yichud room, so now there'll be mutter be eshes achiv. Make sense? Misa mapelas means misa is matir the iser eshes achiv. Says Demir Moshe though, when it comes to demandam or nisuin mapilin, it's not the pshat that the Yibum, the mitzvah Yibum, the Nefila, is matir the Isra Eish Zachiv. The pshat in Nisu and Mapilin, according to the Mandamar, Nisu and Mapilin, the pshat in the heter of Yibum is that a woman, when she gets married to her husband, is the fact that she may have Yibum done to her one day prevents the Isra Eish Zach from setting in L'inin Yibum. Meaning, according to the Mandar Misa Mapelas, there's an Isser Eishes Achiv from the day they get married to all the brothers. Elamai Yibam can undo that. It can overturn that. It could, it could be Oker that Isser, and now they'll have a Heter of Yibam, and there won't be an Isser Eishes Achiv anymore. According to the Mandar Nisuin Mapilin, the Pshat is that Bishas Nisuin, she's Shaykh to Yibam. Not that there's a Zika now, but she's Shaykh to Yibam. And therefore, the Isser Eishes Achiv is Chal, if someone, Rahman Zlan, be with Eishes Achiv, that would be the Isser. But the Isser Eishes Achiv won't set in L'inyan Yibam unless something happens to cause it to not be Shaykh. That's what the Mandamar Nisuin Mapilin holds. If you want some of the words, Mandamar Nisuin Mapilin, Svir Le De Ein Chal Klal Isser De Eishes Ach Umikri Nefila L'mafreya Mishas Nisuin. Again, he's still not saying the Zika takes place from the Shas. That's not the point. But the point is that there is no Eishes Ach L'inyan. There is no Eishes Ach L'inyan Yibam Mishas Nisuin. That's the Mandarman Nisuin Mapilin. So they're arguing very fundamentally. The Mandarman Nisuin Mapilin thinks Meikara there was no Isra Eshazach. The Mandarman Misa Mapelas thinks there was an Isra Eshazach. Elamai Misa is Matir that Isra Eshazach. If that's the case, so what's the pshat in the Gemara in, on Kuftes, the Mishnah with the Gemara on Kuftes? So Girsha ve'echzira. So we said that's Aser, Lamanda Amar, Nisuin Mapilin. We understood it originally, but then we pointed out, let the second instance of marriage, restart the Yibam. Why are you judging by the first Nisuin? So maybe it's understood if you say the Mahalach in the Hagdara of Nisun Mapil in the way we just did from the Imre Moshe, and this is what he says. According to the Mandamar Misa Mapelis, even if he was Girsha Ve'echzira, it's the same thing as always. What happens when he's Megarisher? Now there's an Isser of Grusha Zachiv, which is just a Vaiter Eish Zachiv, right? And what does Misa always do? It always matters Isser Eish Zachiv. So what's the difference if it's Nisun Rishonim, Nisun Shniim? As long as B'Shas Misa, there was a reason to have Yibam, so then that Shas Misa, Misa Mapelas, Misa is Matir, the Isser of Eish Zachiv. Nisun Rishonim, Nisun Shniim, but the Misa is going to be Matir, the Isser of Eish Zachiv. Mashing in the Mandamar Nisun Mapilin, the Pshat Nisun Mapilin means that the Pshat in Yibam is that the Isser Eish Zachiv never sets in L'inyan Yibam. The Inyan Yibam, even Mishas Nisuin. So then Bishas Misa, we look back with Mafreya and say, oh, Mishas Nisuin, she was Ru'uya Li Yibam. Oh, but if you have a case where, crazy quirk of a case, they're married, he gets divorced, and then they get remarried. So when he divorced her, what happened? The Isser Eish Zachiv set in. There's no Shaykhs of Yibam anymore. So the Isser Eish Zachiv set in. So if the Isser Eish Zachiv set in already, then even when they get remarried, it's very nice they got remarried, and now there's a Misa, and Misa is an important stage. It's when Zika sets in. It's when the mitzvah of Yibam starts. It's very nice, but it's not a matir. It doesn't undo. It doesn't take away Yisurim that pre-existed it. According to the Mandamar Nisuin Mapilin, Misa just corroborates what was true during the Nisuin. It's a Niglai Muslim Afreya that she was always Shaykh Yibam. But if you came up with a case like this of Girsha Ve'echzira, and she was actually Asura, as an Eishes Achiv, then Misa's, all the Misa's in the world is not going to come back and matter her Be'eishes Achiv to the brother. So that the Imre Moshe says is the Pshat in the sugya on Kuftes, and that's the chilek between Banim and Mesu and our sugya on Yud Gimel. And it's either an alternative to what Rabbi Yochanan suggested and gets around that question that we asked, or, I don't know, is it somehow what Rabbi Yochanan meant? Did Rabbi Yochanan mean some strain of this? That, I don't know, it doesn't sound like in the words, the Sibas HaZika and the chilek that he's making. It seems a little more lamdish than that, but that's what the Imre Moshe suggests.
Is this something like the Isser Grusha Zachav is just a sniff of...
It's Vaiter Isser Zachav, right. So you saw on Daf Lamed, you saw Tosus has the Shita that this sugya of Nisu and Mapilin is the only Shaykh by Tsaris Erva, right? So Taisus say, they take it as Dabar Pashit, that the whole Manda Amar Nisun Mapilon is only Shaykh by Tsaras Erva, not by Erva Atma. You don't really find the Rishonim that I saw challenging this, right? Our sugya certainly is Tsaras Erva. It's clear in the Gemara, it's clear in Rashi. But isn't the sugya on Kuf Ches and Kuf Tes Erva Mamish? And doesn't the Gemara there shtel tzu nisun mapilin? So I don't know. So I saw for a different kasha, maybe he says about this too, but the Chaznish says there's a lashonos hamischaf speshas here when it comes to nisun mapilin. It doesn't always mean the same thing. So, okay, maybe.
I mean, Tosfos in our sugya didn't learn like that.
Correct, because they say Shtal too. But maybe that's what they mean. Maybe they mean when the Gemara says we're focused on Rishonim. I think when we read the Tosfos, meaning Nisun HaRishonim Apilin.
Yeah.
He's saying Lav Daka, don't worry about that. Yeah, but maybe it means it's not the same Nisun HaRishonim Apilin Bechlal. But in Echanami, it sounds from Tosfos like it's a Zushtal, right? Yeah. Does bother people already here? Yeah. So Revel gives a pshat in the Tosas. He gives a beer in the Tosas. He doesn't deal with what we're talking about, but he gives a beer in the Tosas. Beer de Reyem. He says, very good for what he said. He said until now that the pshat in Tsaras Erva is not that there's a ptur of Tsaras Erva, rather there's an isser of Tsaras Erva, and that pater is from Yibam. It starts with an isser. Erva is a ptur from Yibam. Tsaras Erva, you need an isser to aser her, and then, obviously, Mimela, she's a ptura from Yibam. So Revel says with that chiluk in mind, bir de reyim and tosus the inyan hadin the kol yevama she'ina nikore ba b'shas nefila yevama yava olav v'chulei bezelo shayech hadin nisun rishonim apilim rak az linam bezeh baser shas misa shehi shas nefila mamish v'hu hadin inyan kol p'tura yivam dekavasa hakol holich rak after shas nefila mamish. So this svar chitzona mandamar misa mapelis, right? The svar chitzona, if you're dealing with a regular case of erva. So then, if she's an erva b'shas misa, good. If she's not an erva b'shas misa, good. Like, you'll judge it based on the shas nefila when it happens. That makes sense, right? That's pasha to us. That's true for erva, says Rebevel. Avla din did saris erva. What's the pshat in saris erva? Yisodino hu din iser. Da'at sara ne'eseris li'ibam. V'al zeh hu d'shayich hadin d'nisun harishonim apilim. You could only say such a thing, nisun rishonim apilim, if you're talking about a case of iser, a case of tsaris erva, where there's an actual iser, then you could say nisun mapilin. Dekvar nesra oz kidin tsaris erva b'malko mitzvah. Because then at that point, she's already asura, she's nesra, which is the din of a tsaris erva b'malko mitzvah, which is ptura. V'shub ein lahet, there's nothing to talk about. Nesra shachas, there's nothing else to talk about. Very kayamis b'shem et tsaris erva shalal v'isura. Vizel apotra gamach kach menachlitz menayibam. Vizel kamosha kasavnu bi yisoda davar. The ikar adin the tsaris erva who din iser velo dim tur bilvad. So the chiluk he says between erva and tsaris erva accounts also for Tosfos and Shita as to why it's specifically by tsaris erva that you say that there could be a mandamar. We don't pass them like it, but there could be a mandamar nisun mapilin. Whereas by erva mamish, there's no mandamar nisun mapilin b'chlal. Tosfos, yeah?
Yeah,
So that's taka good beer. It's glat. It works very nicely with what he said. That's the chilek between Erba and Saras Erba. But we said before, but there's a sugya against this. The sugya on Koftes is against this. So I don't know. So, but maybe Ravel was accounting for this too. Because he's not, the chilek that he draws for us is not only between Erba and Saras Erba. It's between Isser and Ptur. Right? The chilek is between Isser and Ptur, just for example. In the case of Banim Vimesu, so Bishas they have Banim, you might say about them that they are Pater from Yibam right now. But there's no Isser Yibam, because it's not Mufka. The Yibam's not Mufka. It could happen that they're going to lose these children, and they're going to end up with a case of Yibam in X amount of years. So there might be a Ptur, Bishas Maisa, temporary, a tentative of Ptur. There's no Isser, there's no Hafka of the status of Yibam from this couple at that moment. But when it comes to Tsaras Erva, okay, there's a shame Isser, because Isser makes Tsaras Erva. It doesn't go the other way. Isser makes Tsaras Erva. So if there's an Isser, then it's Nesra. If there's an Isser, then it's Nesra. So we saw this from Rabbi Chanan also, that you can have a case of Nesra as long as there's Mamish and Isser. It's just that, you know, okay, like whatever, like we said before, in terms of Nisum Apilin. Fine. So when it comes to the Gemara and Koftes, with the Imri Moshe, not with the Imri Moshe, whatever, when it comes to the Sugya and Koftes, what's the Pshat in that Sugya? The Pshat is that's a unique case. It's not a case of Banim Vimesu, where they didn't need Yibam, and then they ended up needing Yibam. The Pshat is that Bishaz Gerishin, when they have that Maisa of Gerishin, and they terminate the marriage, she's Ne'esra Alav. In Achnami, she's Ne'esra Alav as an Erva, but that's an Isser. There's an Isser of Ne'esra Alav, that she's an Isser of Eish Zach, with no possible room for a Yibam in the future. It's impossible. There was a Shas Isser. It's a unique case. In most cases in a marriage, you won't have the Isser mid-marriage. You'll just have a potential Ptur. You won't have an Isser mid-marriage to do the... Here, once they have Gerishin, it's over. The whole thing is Batel. So it's not that the case on Kuftes and Kuftes is against the Tosas on Daf Lamed. The Pshat is that the case on Kuftes and Kuftes parallels what Tosas are drawing a chilek between Saras Erva and Erva Mamish. Because the Erva of Kuftes is one in which it's an erva at the end of marriage early. It was asered. Everything was asered, like a tzaras erva. There's a shame isser that was chal at that point. Unlike in a regular case of erva where there's a ptur, here there's actually an isser because the marriage was terminated. They get remarried later. It's not going to be revoked. It's not going to be taken away. So, I don't know. So maybe within, again, Revel was not talking about this, but within this paragraph in Revel, maybe you have a shtickle, a pshat in why it's not a stira from Kuftes to Tosan Daf Lamed, but rather Kuftes is the unique example where even by Erva Atzma, you have the same thing that's necessary to say what Tosas say about Saras Erva in terms of Nisun Al Pilan. I don't know. I don't know if that's correct. Okay. We'll stop here.